This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's Paul Hamilton. He has the facts to back up his opinions. On WGR Sports Radio 550.
I'm like, why is Paul laughing at me? He's not. That was the intro. I get it. He might be laughing at me anyway. I'm not really sure over there. It is a Friday, Paul. Did you have a good Thanksgiving, buddy?
I did. How about you?
Had a great Thanksgiving. Yeah, no doubt about it. We got a lot of hockey these days in the Capaccio family. You know the way it is, man. Max just loves being on the ice. We love it. We got games and practices, and you know, it's really cool, you know?
Yep, that's the life I live since I was 7 years old.
Yeah, I know. I can imagine. I can definitely imagine from you. And still making your life and your living in it, which is really cool. We are very, very fortunate to do, you know, what we do for a living. All right.
Absolutely.
So, hey, listen, if Sean McDermott calls here shortly, I'm going to have to bump you, as you know.
I'll be ready.
Yep, you got it. I just want to check in on the game against Philly and the game tonight. I was upset at the challenge. I didn't think they should have done it. What did you think? And how much do you think it mattered in the game? And what do you think about Lindy's explanation?
I think it was goaltender interference, but I'm with you 100%. It wasn't worth it at the time. You're risking – because you don't know what the league's going to do. And as Lindy Ruff said afterwards, you don't know unless you try, and you don't know. It's you know, this was more goaltender interference than I thought Zach Benson's was at home, but that doesn't matter. You are risking putting the Philadelphia Flyers on their third consecutive power play. That building, if people haven't been in it, that building is crazy when the Flyers get on a roll. And the building was nuts. The Flyers were going. And I just didn't think at that point of the game it was worth taking the chance of putting the Flyers on that third consecutive power play. And sure enough, 59 seconds, 3 goals, and now you're down 3-1, and that absolutely squarely is on Lindy Ruff.
And then, of course, the game just kind of got away from them a little bit as well. A couple other penalties they shouldn't have taken. They could not get things really going on the defensive end. And how about Ellis and Nett? Did you feel that he played his best game?
Yeah, Ellis, the one power play goal was a tip. I mean, I thought he was interfered with, and he was screened on the one goal. He didn't have much help. The Sabres did not play well. And the other thing that really, I think, helped the Sabres lose the hockey game, that first power play, which gave them a 1-0 lead, was great. They worked hard. They won battles. They got the puck to Zucker. They scored the goal. And they had 5 power plays after that. And Tage Thompson talked about that after the game. And he said, "We were absolutely awful on all 5 power plays." He goes, "There was the opportunity right there to get back into the hockey game, because the Flyers kept taking penalties, and the Sabres didn't even make the Flyers sweat on those power plays, and I think that was a huge part of the game also."
What has Josh Norris's return meant to this lineup? Obviously, the first game he gets reinserted and has 3 points and 2 goals, and it just looks a little bit different. Not as much in the game against Philly, but what has he meant?
Well, he had another point on the power play there, so that gives him 4 points in the 2 games. Hopefully for the Sabres, if you're, you know, it means something to Tage Thompson. Tage Thompson just is not good enough this season. He's not. I mean, he had that little streak there where he scored in six consecutive games in 7 out of 8. Since then, in the 5 games, he has no goals and 1 assist. Your best players have to be your best players, and Thompson and Tuck, quite frankly, have not been their best players this year. They have 4 defensemen who are just awful. The defense is supposed to be their strength. They were supposed to improve drastically their goals against. It's not really improved at all. They're right at the bottom of the league in goals against once again. And they have 4 defensemen in Bo Byram, Connor Timmins, Owen Power, and Michael Kesselring, who haven't played anywhere close to their capabilities. It's turnover after turnover. It's just been awful. Now, Mattias Samuelsson has improved dramatically. And I think since Dahlin has been back from Sweden, he has been Rasmus Dahlin plus. But you can't have 4 defensemen who are playing as poorly as those 4 are and expect to be winning hockey games.
Paul, what's the injury situation right now? Who are we monitoring as far as tonight heading into Winnipeg and going forward?
I don't think you're getting anybody back here. Kesselring is not on the trip, but he is skating on his own. So maybe by the time this trip is over, or maybe at the tail end of it, they might fly him out there. And I'm just guessing. They didn't say that. But if he's skating on his own, that means at least he's moving forward. Danforth is not skating yet. I wonder if he had some sort of a surgery or something, because we really aren't hearing really much about him at all. Kulik is also not skating yet. So that seems like the closest may be Kesselring, but it's not imminent, and it doesn't sound like it's going to happen on this trip, maybe when they get back.
Last time these two teams played, the Sabres kind of got off to a very hot start just a few nights ago, less than a week ago, and then the Jets wound up with a closed-door players-only meeting after the game,
which produced a 3-2 shootout loss in Montreal. It's very weird that you play Winnipeg home and home.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of home and home. I mean, right. You had home on Monday. It's home and home for the week. The game for Philadelphia interrupted the home and home, and now you play in Winnipeg on Friday. Basically the Winnipeg Jets, they're goaltender.
Yeah.
I mean, with Hellebuck out with knee surgery. We know Eric Comrie. We know that doesn't go real well. Sometimes it did not go well. He gave up 3 goals in the first period on Monday and was pulled. He has, played, 2-4-1 since Hellebuck's injury. So I don't. When we're talking about the Sabres goaltending situation, I don't know why Winnipeg wouldn't be interested in Lyon. He would be an upgrade behind. I do know Comrie is huge friends with Hellebuck. Hellebuck likes him a lot. Probably be pretty upset if they switch the backup goalie. But the Jets have to try to stay close while Hellebuck is out. And I don't think Comrie is capable of keeping them close. And I think Alex Lyon would be a better option for them moving down the line, even when Hellebuck gets back as a backup goaltender.
You know, a few weeks ago, they signed their captain, Adam Lowry, to a 5-year contract extension. These things are happening now with these guys who are in their last year. Has there been anything at all on Alex Tuck or where you see this going?
No, it's the same thing, but Alex Tuck has severely underperformed also. Is this bothering him? I don't know. He's not saying it is, but, I'm not inside Alex Tuck's brain. It looks like it's bothering him on the ice, but that's just – he's not playing well. We don't know the situation of why he's not playing well, but he has not been one of the Sabres' better players, nor has Thompson. I mean, look at Zucker. Zucker was extremely ill. In the 7 games since coming back, he has 4 goals and 4 assists. Josh Doan is another one. In the last 11 games, he has 10 points. These are guys that are performing. But you can't have your star players disappearing for long periods of time. I thought maybe Thompson was back after scoring goals in 6 consecutive games. And he looked like he was trying to put the team on his back. And now, Norris is back. This is the guy that you're supposed to be paired with and have a really good season with. And you've played 2 games with him, and I haven't been impressed. I mean, he has got to step it up, and you're not going to be anywhere but the bottom of the conference if Tage Thompson, Alex Tuck are not performing the way they should be, and you have 4 defensemen who are way below average right now.
Sabres at Jets tonight, 7 p.m., pregame at 6 right here on WGR. Paul, we got to let you go. We got Sean McDermott coming up right now. Thank you very much for this today.
Mm-hmm.
You got it. That is Paul Hamilton, and he is always brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda, Relax, we got this. We got Sean McDermott right now.
You're listening to Buffalo Bills Football Friday on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Kaleida Health, the official healthcare provider of the Buffalo Bills. And by Northtown Kia, West New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com. Now, here's Sal Capaccio with Buffalo Bills head coach, Sean McDermott.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott joins me now on the West Her Hotline. Coach, last time we spoke, it was before Thanksgiving, so I hope that you and your family had a terrific Thanksgiving.
We did. I appreciate you asking about that, and hope the same for you and everyone out there as well.
All right, thank you very much for that. And, of course, you guys coming off a big victory against the Pittsburgh Steelers. For you to be on the sidelines when your team is controlling the ball like that on the ground, what does it do for you as a head coach to see that and know that your team is physical the way you want them to be and absolutely controlling and dominating the game like that?
Yeah, that's what we want to be. We want to be the more physical team. Being all about toughness, in particular this time of year, mentally, and then in this case, physically as well. So I'm really proud of the way that the guys executed that last weekend.
You, and in the victory, your 94th regular season victory, that ties John Madden and Mike McCarthy for third most by a head coach in their first nine seasons. You got to be there 9 years to make it happen, but to be in the same breath as a guy like John Madden, who's done so much for the game, how cool is that?
Yeah, first time hearing of this. But
when you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
That's a great honor. Like I've always said, it's never about one person. It's about the team. And that's a real humble piece to be recognized with John Madden and all those great coaches. So, grateful for the opportunity, grateful for every day that we have.
Speaking of honors, Christian Benford, AFC Defensive Player of the Week. And seems like he's really stepped up his game. We know he signed a nice contract extension in the offseason. What have you seen from the growth of Christian Benford since he's been here and even through this season specifically?
I think the one thing that you've seen, as you mentioned, is the growth and from the time he arrived through, a year, whatever it is now for him. And it's been really fun to watch. And, one of the things that he's had to adjust to is, he was most of the time the field corner, before this season. And now he's, moving around a little bit. And so that takes some time to adjust to and will continue to take some time. So, he does a really good job in all facets of the game.
And then Deion Dawkins is this year's nominee for the Walter Payton Man of the Year. And I think we've asked about this before because he's been the nominee before. But for Deion to come here, same year that you got here, 2017, to see the impact that he's made on this community. I love his quote yesterday. I think he said something to the effect of, being available for people when they don't have others available to them is very important to him. And just your experience of being around Deion and having that mindset.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch this player, this person, Deion just develop over the years. Who would have ever thought, in that draft that here's this young man from Temple and the impact he would make on not only the organization, but our community here in Buffalo. And And again, those are the things that's what lasts, right? The impact that a player makes or anybody makes for that matter in their community. And I couldn't be more proud to know him and be proud of the way he's handled his platform here in Buffalo.
Sean, I know that it's more of a personnel side of things, but obviously a lot's happened over the last 24 hours with claiming Darius Slay, him not reporting, Jamarcus obviously now on the Texans. Is there any clarity from your standpoint, anything you know of with Darius Slay's situation?
None that I know, that I'm aware of. I'm really focused on coaching this game in the next couple of days here. You know, obviously unfortunate the way that thing went down, and I'm a big Jamarcus Ingram fan and forever will be here, so I'm pulling for him.
Okay, Coach. Well, you do have a game on Sunday, and there's an injury report that we need to get to here. A few guys that have not practiced this week, and a couple others showing up as limited. Is there anybody today that you know will not play in the game on Sunday?
Yes, so we have a couple. So we've got Joey Bosa. Will not practice today. He'll be out for the game, and the same for Terrell Bernard. Won't practice and will be out as well.
Okay, I see a couple of DNPs then for Joshua Palmer. Is he going to practice today?
Will not practice. He'll be listed as doubtful for the game.
Okay, and then you have Deion progressing through the protocol and Spencer Brown, who's been limited. How have they kind of gone throughout the week and where you see them?
So Deion cleared concussion protocol, so he should be good to go, barring anything popping up today. We're confident in Deion. The other, the Spencer piece, he'll be limited today, and we'll see where it goes as we get through the day here.
Okay, Dalton Kincaid had a hamstring injury, and then he shows up with knee as well. We see a brace on him yesterday. Is that something new that's happened? Is that part of the hamstring injury? Can you kind of just give us a little clarity on that?
Yeah, great question. It's a little bit probably more complex than us lay people, non-medical people know about here, just in terms of, you know, one thing kind of affected a little bit of the other. And he's had the knee. He's kind of worked himself. If you go back to the beginning of the year, training camp included, got away from the knee, hamstring shows up. And so over the course of trying to get the hamstring right, the knee has popped up again here. That's what I'm being told, at least. So that's my medical explanation of what he's dealing with.
And he'll practice today, though, in some capacity, Coach?
He'll be limited today, yes.
Okay, and then finally, A.J. Epenesa, yesterday, he is standing off with a foot injury, did not practice. I know you didn't rule him out for the game. What is his status?
Yeah, he'll be full. He should be fine. A little something popped up over the off hours there, so he should be fine.
Okay, Bills head coach Sean McDermott. Let's get into the Cincinnati Bengals real quick, Coach. Obviously, a team here that you have a healthy respect for and what they've been able to accomplish in the AFC and against your team specifically. Joe Burrow, a tough guy to defend, a lot of receivers. What do you see from this Bengals offense, especially since Burrow's come back?
Yeah, an elite quarterback and the impact of an elite quarterback. I mean, the thing about it is, even though, you know, they didn't have Joe Burrow, they were scoring a lot of points even without him with their personnel, the two receivers that lead that effort. And beyond that, and, you know, Coach Taylor does a great job of scheming defenses and whatnot. And now you add Joe Burrow back to the mix, and they're really undefeated as a team with him under center.
You said the other day, you know your team's backs are against the wall in reference to a question about, you know, inconsistent play. It can't be inconsistent anymore. This is an AFC matchup. You guys are obviously in a situation where you're trying to get every win here. Tiebreakers matter. AFC opponents matter. How critical is this game and to have it at home in front of your fans to make a difference?
Yeah, it's great to play at home, man. It's been a while since we've been here. We love playing here. Our fans are bar none the best in the NFL, and we're going to need them. I mean, this is going to be a great challenge for us and a great football game, and we got to go out and play our best football, as you said, backs to the wall, like we talked about last week. No different this week. Same mindset, same approach.
All right, and then we're going to have Pat Hammer on a little while, Coach. I think we're having a little snow globe. A little snow's going to be falling on Sunday. It's going to be a little cold out there. So Buffalo football, right, in December, and going to get after it at Highmark Stadium. So good luck on Sunday.
I appreciate it. Have a great weekend, Sal.
All right, you too. Thank you. That is Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott. The only two players who are ruled out of this game are Joey Bosa and Terrell Bernard. I think that's pretty encouraging. Dalton Kincaid is going to be limited again today. He said it's a little bit more complex than just did something happen, or is it just an extension of other things happening? Working on the knee, then the hamstring comes up. You work on the hamstring, then the knee comes up a little bit, so it's all kind of intertwined there. And then good news that A.J. Epenesa should be fine. should be able to go. I don't think from his answer there, I didn't get any sense that they're worried about Epenesa not playing at all, right?
No. He, word for word, he'll be fine.
He'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's good because they're thin without Bosa, too. So
no doubt about it. I still think, now, without Bosa, the team will need another defensive end. I'm guessing Morgan Fox gets elevated here this weekend. I'm not sure. That will have to happen by 4 p.m. tomorrow. I mean, it could be Shaq Lawson. It could be both for all we know, right? But I'm guessing we see Morgan Fox for the first time. If you're going to, you know, if it's an edge-setting defensive end, you might say it's Shaq Lawson, but a guy that has to help get to the passer, that would be, because you're losing Bosa, that would have to be, to me, a guy like Morgan Fox, who's been here for several weeks. Guy's had 15 and a half sacks over the last 3 years. Who would have known? Would have known that, right? When he signed? But he has, so we'll see about that. Okay. Bills-Bengals, 1 p.m. I asked an interesting question on X yesterday that I got a lot of great responses on, and I'm going to ask you again and throw it out there, and you can go online. You can respond to me there. What was your first? Check out the tweet, and then you can respond there instead of taking calls on it here because we got to get to Pat Hammer. What's your most memorable Bills-Bengals game or moment? And what's your first ever? I think kind of, you know how sometimes you have a slight memory about something, Joe, like a game, I kind of remember that. I don't really totally remember that. My first Bills-Bengals memory was actually the playoff game of 1981, January of 82.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
I don't totally remember the game, but I remember the Bengals were really good. The Bills go there. They lose 28-21. I couldn't tell you the score without looking it up. It's 28-21 because the next week, the Bengals played the Chargers in what was called the Ice Bowl.
Oh, okay.
I shouldn't say it. Maybe it wasn't called the Ice Bowl. The Ice Bowl is another game that's famous, but it was one of the coldest games in NFL history. The Bills lost to the Bengals, and the next week, the Bengals played the Chargers, San Diego at the time, come to Cincinnati, and they play one of the coldest games in history. And I remember the Bengals coach at the time, his name was Forrest Gregg, and they said, man, what'd you tell your guys to deal with the cold? And he goes, I told them it's like going to the dentist. It's going to hurt for a little while, but you got to deal with it, and you'll be better for it. all right, that works for me. I always remember something like that.
That's awesome.
And then seven years later, the Bills, after having some down years, they win the AFC East. They win a playoff game at home against the Houston Oilers. They go to Cincinnati again in the playoffs, and they lose to Icky Woods and the Icky Shuffle. And the Bengals, this is the AFC Championship now. People forget, Bills went to 4 straight Super Bowls. They went to the AFC Championship 2 years before that started.
Right.
And they lost. The Bengals go to the Super Bowl again for the second time, just like they did in 81. They lose the Niners. So they lost to the Niners the year that they beat the Bills in the playoffs. They lost to the Niners the year they beat the Bills in the playoffs. Wow, that was a handful for me to say. That was 81 and 88. And then, of course, they come here and play in the playoffs a few years ago, and they beat the Bills again. All time, these two teams have played 34 games against each other. Shout out to Derek Kramer, who told me that yesterday. I didn't realize that, so I look it up. Counting playoffs, 34. You know what their records are?
They're dead even, aren't
17-17.
They?
17-17.
Yeah.
That includes playoffs.
That's crazy.
The playoff record, 3 wins for the Bengals, none for the Bills.
Yeah.
It's
like the Chiefs-Bills regular season. It's the same conversation, right?
It has been. Of course, not as much and as often lately,
right?
But in this run, for sure. 803-0550 with Pat Hammer, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist, after this timeout on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.